This is Keeping Pace with Your Health, a weekly show featuring guest hosts speaking on a variety of health-related issues. Keeping Pace with Your Health is brought to you by Shepherd Family Dentistry, 890 Main Street, Half Moon Bay. And now, this week's guest host.
Hello, neighbors and listeners on the web. Today I want to talk about recent research findings and some information on the news about soy supplements. Soy supplements have been promoted as a treatment for maintaining bone strength and relieving menopausal symptoms. In the findings from a long-term study, soy supplements were found to be not effective. The study, funded by the National Institutes of Health, was published recently in the Archives of Internal Medicine. The researchers evaluated about 250 women between the ages of 45 and 60, all of whom were menopausal. Now, at the study's start, they had bone density levels that were considered healthy. In this double-blind study, the research team randomly assigned half the volunteers to the placebo group and half to the soy group. The latter group took 200 milligrams a day of soy. After 2 years, the researchers tested the hip and spine, standard areas to screen for bone loss, to determine whether the soy had made a difference in bone density. It had not. They also looked at the women's reports of menopausal symptoms. At the beginning, about half the women reported menopausal symptoms. At the end of the study, the two groups showed no significant differences in any of the menopausal symptoms, except hot flashes. And what they found was that a significantly larger portion of participants in the soy group experienced more hot flashes compared to the control group.
Hello, this is Dr. Brian Shepherd at Shepherd Family Dentistry. February is National Children's Dental Health Month. That is why I want to take this opportunity to stress the importance of oral health for our children. Developing good habits at an early age and scheduling regular dental visits helps children get a good start on a lifetime of healthy teeth and gums. We have two children-friendly hygienists on staff that have had extensive experience with children. You are invited to visit our offices and staff. We would love to meet you and answer any questions you might have concerning proper dental hygiene for children and young people. With over 30 years of serving this community, many adults have had great smiles that started with regular visits with us.
Shepherd Family Dentistry, 890 Main Street. Phone 726-3355. Shepherd Family Dentistry.
Where we bring your smile to life.
So why was this research done on soy supplements, and what impact does it have on our health? Well, interest in soy supplements increased after the Women's Health Initiative study, which was completed in 2002. They found increased risk of health problems, such as cancers, strokes, and heart attacks, in women who took combination hormone therapy using estrogen and progesterone. So thereafter, soy was promoted as an alternative to estrogen, despite a lack of evidence that it's effective in providing benefits in these regards. However, now that the research has been done and the results were negative, the lead researcher concluded that she would not recommend women take soy for hot flash relief or for bone loss prevention. There was a commentary on this study that I think summarized the value of this study's results, and I'd like to read it. Dr. Deborah Grady, professor of medicine and epidemiology at the UC San Francisco, said that, quote, "Personally, I'd say we have spent enough time and effort on this, and to do more trials on soy doesn't seem to be an efficient way to spend money if we want to come up with better treatments for menopausal women. Many studies have looked at soy, and every time one has negative results, it seems that people say perhaps the dose was wrong, or perhaps the study was not long enough. But these results of this study are definitive," Grady said. "This one is important because it was funded by the NIH, was long-term, and they gave a huge dose of soy. So the bottom line is, paying money to buy soy supplements doesn't make sense," unquote. Further information on this research study, the article can be found on the online version of the Archives of Internal Medicine. If you're currently taking soy supplements, I encourage you to learn more and have a discussion with your doctor. Until next time, here's to your good health.
This has been Keeping Pace with Your Health, a weekly show devoted to important health topics. Keeping Pace with Your Health has been brought to you by Shepherd Family Dentistry, 890 Main Street, Half Moon Bay. Shepherd Family Dentistry, where they bring your smile to life.